Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Draft, few days away. Uniforms tomorrow, they're dropping. Nick Caserio, he's got a different dynamic with D'Amico Ryans this year as opposed to last year. They've been through it together. They've had success. They've surpassed expectations. Now expectations have jumped. Does that change the communication? Here's Nick Caserio talking about that.
We're not trying to get to a point where we just agree on everything, but we're trying to get to a point where we see players similarly. We envision the role similarly. We're never going to force a player on a coach because it's unfair to really anybody involved. So we're not going to make decisions in a vacuum. We're going to take all the information in. We're going to aggregate as much information as possible. And ultimately, D'Amico and I will sit down and go through it and then figure out like what decision makes the most sense. So maybe it's okay if we have a group of four players, we're comfortable with one of the four players. Okay, so then ultimately we're going to have to make a decision there. But there's a lot of dialogue and a lot of discussion back and forth. It's ongoing. We've actually had a couple follow-up meetings once we kind of got through the first wave. Hey, take a look at this group, six or eight players. Hey, can you do an informal Zoom call with them? We're trying to get more information. Then we'll come back. Hey, how'd it go? Well, we had a question about this. What did you think? So we're aggregating a lot of information, and there's a lot of dialogue. I mean, D'Amico's probably sick of me walking in his office every day, but literally we talk about players, we talk about the team on a day-to-day basis. So it's all about communication. So you can't over-communicate in situations like this. You're making big decisions on behalf of the organization. So I'm just trying to kind of steer it in the right direction and be a steward and, you know, be supportive of everybody and be receptive to, you know, everybody's opinion. At some point, we got to draw the line somewhere, but hopefully we're identifying the right people for the organization. We see the vision, we see the role, but their information and input is certainly valued without question.
All right, there you go. It's Nick Caserio talking about the process, which regardless of what they say, the mindset, the goal, the composure can remain the same. It's definitely a different process this time than last. I mean, you had two of the top 12 picks in the draft, three of the top 33. You made the trade up. You're trying to find a franchise quarterback. It's obviously different. But there are some things that we expect the Texans to do, or many expect the Texans to do. But you say, J-Lo, that the Texans may not do the one thing that you'd bet on them doing on Friday.
Yeah, one thing we know about Nick Caserio, like, no, he does, he's done it every year, is he's going to trade and make a lot of moves. He more so than just about any other general manager in the league with his draft picks. And Adam Schefter referenced that in a post that he had this morning. It might have been last night. I saw it this morning about certain things that are going to happen in the draft. And I'm like, I'm not so sure about that. Like, I think they are so – you mentioned, like, how different it is now. You know, they traded up and they had all these premium picks, very, very high premium picks. They still have some. Last year, well, there was not a lot of margin for error. They were going to have to go get the quarterback and go get a very top-line player. Now they've had more time to kind of look at like at the breadth of the picks that are available. The number, he, you know, Nicky Buckets, the buckets that he likes to talk about. So now I think all the legwork, all the draft trades that we have come to expect, unless something just slaps him in the face, they're pretty much done. Like he's made the moves to get 2 second round picks. That's normally something that he would do on draft day, right? And has done. I think they're kind of
so
like
you're looking
set.
At the Diggs trade as okay, like if they did this on draft day, the internet would break. But essentially, they did it a few weeks before.
It's done.
So all this like, yeah. Will he? Won't he? Trade? He's already made a pretty damn big trade. So you're saying that if we're looking for some sort of splash, the splash has already been made. Just because it didn't happen on draft day, it'd be like if the Titans traded A.J. Brown 3 weeks before
Correct.
Instead of the day of.
Correct.
I mean, I think that's a good way to look at it. I actually think that's a really, really good point. The other thing about it is this. I think because of where they're drafting, and I'm just piling on to what you're saying, I don't think they know what they're going to do. I think the first round is going to decide, and then I think as soon as they meet after the first round, that's where it's really going to intensify and the discussions are going to intensify. Because right now, they're at the mercy of 41 picks, and they're at the mercy of 32 picks in the first round before they either have a night to fall asleep and fall in love with somebody or whatever. So, like, all this talk, and it's kind of weird because if they had the 22nd pick, I would be sitting here and we'd be starting the show saying, all right, you know, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, that's going to happen. But I don't even think they have any clue. They have a decent idea, but I don't think they have any clue of what they want to do, what the possibilities are. And they're, for lack of a better term, at the mercy of day one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yes, and I think, like you said, if they still had the 23rd pick, I would fully expect all those Nick Caserio deals to happen. I think they've kind of happened. Now, he might tweak it a little bit. Like, he sees a player at 38 and maybe move up a couple spots, whatever. But the big moves, I think they've done. And here's the other thing. You heard him in that audio we just played talking about, you know, we got to make it, we have these meetings and we have these Zoom meetings and we have to make sure everybody's on the same page. Here's something that you need to know if you're a Texans fan. Two people are going to know who they're going to pick, D'Amico and Nick. And if Cal and Hannah are in the room, they'll find out soon enough. But Even people in that building aren't exactly sure who they like yet. They're not sure who they like yet. They know who they might have, you know, a strong feeling about a certain group of players or something. But not until Friday are people going to start to realize that the Texans are going after these types of players.
And I think you look at last year where the Texans originally had the 33rd overall pick and the Texans traded that 33rd pick in the Will Anderson trade. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, up in Tennessee, and the old Oilers are a popular topic, and it's probably going to remain into the uniform veil. They didn't like Will Levis. They passed on him at 12. The Titans needed a quarterback. They passed on Will Levis at 12, right?
Yeah.
So they were obviously not even thinking about Will Levis. They said if they would have loved Will Levis, they would have taken him right there as franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm. That's happened.
He falls out of the first round, and next thing you know, the Titans are trading up to 33 to get Will Levis.
Mm-hmm.
That happens all the time when it comes to guys sliding to the second round. So there could be a player right now that the Texans are looking at, and they're saying, well, I don't know that there's really a chance we're going to get this guy, you know, and he falls there. So it's just really like the sleep between night 1 to 2 and then night 2 to 3, a lot of times you become a lot more aggressive based on what happens. And I do like your point in that they've, you know, we talk about this draft day trade that the stuff, no. Just because it didn't happen the day of doesn't mean it's not the same as a draft day splash and a draft day trade.
They've already done it. And you can even go down further, you know, with some of the picks that they've accumulated later. But I can tell you this, like, we're going to go to bed Thursday night still not having a guy drafted by the Houston Texans. That has already been done. I don't think they're going to be moving back up into the first round. They're going to be seeing who's falling into the second.
It's going to be interesting. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Callahan and McNair tomorrow, 11 a.m. But coming up next, the death of America's pastime and the reemergence of another one of America's pastimes. And C.J. Stroud was embracing both. Last week. In the Loop continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.